mean, I'm 25, and so most of my friends around my age range, a lot of them are still getting Christmas presents, which I find shocking. Isn't there a cutoff at some point? Go ahead.
I think that you should sit down with your parents mm-hmm. and have a very honest conversation. I think that you should be weaned off of the Christmas presents.
Why?
Well, I don't think that you're necessarily spoiled, but I think that you're a lot older now.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you should just exactly know when it's going to shut off. You're not going to be worried about it or wondering. And just get weaned off of the Christmas presents.
Wow, so you're saying I need to go through some kind of Christmas present withdrawal program?
I think it's going to be better for you in the end.
Really? Do you not get Christmas presents anymore from your parents?
I do. Actually, I was born in Savannah, but raised in South Carolina, so I have family in both states. When I go home on leave, you know, they try to entice me. You know, I always get where you're going to spend Christmas at, so I kind of get over.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So how come I need to be weaned off Christmas presents, but you don't?
Because you sound really worried about it, you know?
Oh,
you do worry.
Oh, yeah, I do worry. I am.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Whoa. Do you have anything else you want to say to Chris, or?
No, I don't think so. This is Maisha, by the way.
Maisha, good to hear from you again. It's been a while.
I've been busy.
Yeah, doing what?
I'm going to Iraq, so.
Are you really?
Yeah, I am.
Well, when are you going?
Early next year.
Early next year.
You can be my pen pal or something.
I can be your what?
My pen pal or something.
Pen pal? Okay. You still have MySpace there?
I do.
All right, well, there you go.
Okay.
Well, it's good to hear from you again, and good luck with everything, all right?
Okay, thanks.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Pen pals.
Pen pal.
You ever have a pen pal?
I did.
Me too. I forget where he was from.
Mine was from Africa.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I forget where I think mine was. I don't know. I don't even remember.
I thought it was
a
boy,
worthless pen pal.
But it was a girl.
I think it was one of those pen pal relationships where I pen paled and then didn't get pen paled back.
Ooh.
Isn't pen pal a two-way street? Yeah. So that kind of turned me off from pen pals. I don't know. Maybe too damaged. Go ahead. What do you think? Christmas gifts. When's too late to get them from your parents?
I don't think you are ever too old to get a present from anybody.
Is that right?
Yeah, you never look a gift horse in the mouth.
But wait a minute. I don't understand that expression. Do you, Chris? Do you get that expression? Have you heard that before?
I've heard it before. I've never really thought it made sense.
What's that?
What the hell's a gift horse?
Yeah, what is a gift horse?
Where can I ride one?
Yeah.
What it means is if somebody is willing to give you something, don't second guess it.
Okay.
Just enjoy it.
And if they have, like, a horse-like face or something, then it's double trouble? I mean, I don't understand, like, why it needs to be a horse.
Definitely don't look at their mouth.
Yeah, like, tartar? Is there a tartar problem? Like an Elway mouth?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
No.
Okay.
It just basically means, I mean, if somebody's willing to buy you something and give it to you as a present, no matter how old you are,
sure,
it shouldn't really matter.
But I'm saying, like, you're getting showered with, I mean, it's not like one gift, you know, like you would give to a friend or to your husband or your boyfriend or whatever. We're talking gifts. You know what I mean?
I mean, every year for Christmas, my parents give me, I don't even know how much money.
They shower you with money and gifts?
Yeah.
Wow. And you never look at their mouths?
No.
Okay.
I know that it's coming from their heart and I know they love me. So I'm not going to dispute it.
That's very sweet. Well, cool. Well, I guess that settles it.
Yep.
We appreciate the phone call this morning.
All right, no problem.
See you.
Bye.